Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Keep your radio on 104.9 and wake up with the Triple M Grill Team. For Co Tire.
Oh, you've got to love your rugby league.
The Triple M Grill Team NRL Recovery Session.
Yes, usually on a Monday, thanks to the Queen. We'll do it Tuesday, the NRL Recovery Session.
Yeah, and I'll run it because the two big boys are not in the studio today. Matty down in Melbourne and the Panther in South Penrith. The Dragons back on top by a point on four and against over Penrith. Souths and Warriors make the top four up. West Tigers just out of the top eight. But breaking news, MG, I'll go to you. Peter Wallace, effective immediately. He's going to be joining the coaching staff at Penrith. He is retired as a player.
Oh, that's sad to hear. Would have been good acquisition to Penrith leading into the semi-finals with his experience, but obviously he's sick and tired of trying to get over niggling injuries as he gets older. But, yeah, well done and bravo on a sensational career.
Long career, MG. And I think he played first grade at 17. He was young when he hit first grade. So started at Penrith, had a few good seasons at the Broncos, then back to Penrith to finish with, but also played State of Origin football. Very, very good player.
You must be thrilled with Penrith at the moment, MG. And, of course, Cleary, the Iceman in the nation's capital. You weren't on top for most of the game, but in the end, with a couple of minutes to go, Jesus, he got the job done again.
Yeah, more impressively that it was kind of relatively quiet by his standards for the game, and he came out and said as much after the game. And when a journalist said, you know, great kick, he said, well, this is my job as halfback. So that's what I love about this kid. He just doesn't get carried away with anything. He calls a spade, and he knows when he's got to do his role, and that's why he's where he is.
Matty, South Sydney, resting all their State of Origin players, but still got the win. Wonderful season for South Sydney, and you had them on your show over the weekend. They're an impressive bunch.
Yeah, they certainly are. Anthony Seibold's reinvented the side, changed their style, opened the field up a little bit, and look, really impressive. He took a punt, and he decided not to play the players. I asked him, did the players want to play? He said, yes, they did. He said, but I made the decision with the length of the year. I didn't want them back up. I need them playing. I need them fresh. And look, they didn't play well, South Sydney. It's probably their worst, one of their poorest performances for a long time. But they got the job done. Mm. And that's the difference between being a top four side and not winning those games. You play poor in.
South Sydney backing up on Thursday night against the Parramatta Eels, so that winning streak you'd imagine would continue. MG, Manly took a home game to Christchurch, and everyone in Christchurch holding up the banners going, give us more NRL, give us our own team. There were 17,500 there. What are your thoughts on expanding a second team into New Zealand?
I'm all about expansion, Gussie. I think the sooner we do it, the better. You know, for a couple of years, we're going to find the player talent a little bit thin, but I think we've got to grit our teeth and bear that. I think Perth and Christchurch should be brought into the competition immediately, as of 2020.
MG, I've thought for a while that the first step, I think, Gus, is I should believe there should be a 20 side out of Wellington or Christchurch, because, I mean, it's such a big junior nursery for Rugby League New Zealand that they deserve another side. That's the first step I would make, with a plan that in about 4 or 5 years bring them into the competition. But, you know, nothing's been done, you know. For mine, it's a missed opportunity.
Yeah, you said that off the back of the World Cup that nothing was done, because you were calling for that, both of you, you know, off the back of Samoa and especially Tonga playing so well.
You want a plan.
Yeah.
I mean, where's the plan? I mean, the as we said, the Pacific Islands is a no-brainer. You go, where's the plan? Where's the next for Tonga? Where's the next step for Samoa, Papua New Guinea, for Fiji? So there needs to be a plan in place.
Why aren't Fiji in the Interest Cup in New South Wales like Papua New Guinea are in Queensland? Like, these guys, they've got to be rewarded. Mm-hmm. They're itching for a chance of greatness, and we all got to do is flick a switch and the hierarchy say, okay, this is our plan, as Matty says. What's the future? What are we going to do with International Rugby League? Because at the moment, with these guys defecting to Tonga, as they should, you know, even Pengai Jr. and Tamalolo and Fifita, we need to see more rep footy through the year.
3 hours a day, the Triple M Grill Team, 6 to 9 a.m. on 104.9 Triple M.
Yeah, usually on a Monday, we'll do it on a Tuesday, the NRL Recovery Session.
MG, let's go to you, big fella. Great game, the Storm versus the Broncos over the weekend. And what did you think of those two sides, and where do you think they sit at the moment, sort of just after the halfway mark?
Well, definitely Storm are thereabouts. They always will be. Without Billy Slater, that was a fantastic performance. I thought Cameron Munster just showed how classy he is. The commentators, I think it was Brandy, said that he's the most attacking one of the best, outside of Ponga, the best in the game as far as attack goes. And he scored a try that not many would have scored on the weekend. And when Glasby can't make Origin, and he should be picked in Origin 2, you would imagine, he was on fire as well. Storm, every time, with Craig Bellamy's coach, they're always going to be a chance to win the comp.
Yeah, it's interesting, MG, and you know, there was a lot of talking point in Melbourne about Craig Bellamy. What's he going to do? And at the moment, like honestly, no one has a clue.
Oh, really?
Players, you know, is there any hint? No, nothing. So he's got surely he's got a big decision to make there. But as you said, mate, Cameron Munster, what a massive handful he is. Just run the football, you know, that's what he does well. But they just showed their class, MG. You know, their record against the Broncos is outstanding.
Let's talk Dogs and the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Great game yesterday. Good crowd too, just over 22,000 people, Matty. But the focus on Woods and where Woods is going to be playing, maybe as of the next couple of weeks. What are you hearing?
Well, I'm hearing he's going to go to Cronulla. That's what the talk's been around. There was a little bit of talk with the Roosters. That is absolutely incorrect. The Roosters aren't interested. There's been a little bit of talk with the Knights. My belief is that my belief with the Knights, they're looking elsewhere. Not that keen. But everything's pointing toward him going to the Cronulla Sharks. What I'm hearing a little bit is there's a bit of to-ing and fro-ing about how much the Dogs are going to have to put in. Apparently, Dogs are saying we don't want to put any more than 150, which means Cronulla will have to put up $700,000.
Wow.
So
it's a lot of money.
I mean, for the Dogs, I mean, look, mate, the Dogs are still paying most of James Graham's wage. Oh. I mean, they must have been watching, their fans must watch that yesterday, James Graham leading as the pack leader for the Dragons and just going, what has happened here?
Freo, a little bit of breaking news coming through from the Panthers.
Yeah, we just spoke about Peter Wallace retiring effective immediately from the Panthers. We've got that press release now. Penrith Panthers general manager Phil Gould has released the following statement. This is extraordinary. Peter Wallace has informed the club and his teammates of his decision to retire effective immediately. It can now be revealed that Peter has played the last 2 years with no ACL in his knee after his last knee reconstruction actually failed. Management and coaches knew of this condition, but he didn't want anyone else to know.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
To give you
an idea there, if you're not playing with an ACL in your knee, it means that knee is totally unstable.
Oh.
Totally unstable.
That's brave incredible. The last couple of years.
That's incredible.
Okay, let's put a line through a few teams, MG and Maddie. If I throw the name out at you, are you going to put a line through them for this season? The Gold Coast Titans.
Yep.
Yep. It's starting to gust. Yeah, they've got to win so many games. They're 6 points out of the eight. Can they string that many wins together in a row? They're just not playing good enough.
Manly?
Yep.
Yeah, I think everyone below the Titans, basically. You've got Titans, Manly, Cowboys, Dogs and Eels. I think Knights and Raiders have still got a mathematical chance. And then I think the eight's just about set, to be honest. It's just
some really big games this week, Gus. Like the Knights take on the Storm. Now, Mitchell Pearce is hoping to be back by about round 18. They're hoping. They've just got to be in a situation where they're only two, 4 points outside the eight. If they keep dropping games, then, you know, Pearce, doesn't matter if he comes back, they're not going to be able to get there. So a big game, that one. And this week, the Raiders take on the Tigers. These two teams are sitting, I think they're about 9 and 10th. That's a really big game as far as the top eight and those two teams are concerned.
Massive, yeah.
Okay, before Come On Man, Darius Boyd, boys, just a quick wrap on him. He's decided not to make himself available for State of Origin 2 and 3, which means his rep footy career is over. Where will he sit, Matty, in terms of Queensland greats in the back of that, on the end of that magnificent backline?
Well, he'll be spoken about like, you know, glowing terms. I mean, as you just said, in that dynasty they've had, he scored a lot of important tries. Hell of a player, Darius Boyd. Terrific footballer. And, mate, he saw the writing on the wall. There's all these young guys coming through Queensland. They're coming out of the ground in his spot. But he can be proud. He's had a great representative career.
All right, MG, it's that time of the week. I know kids all over Sydney are putting on their boaters and packing their Avengers lunchboxes ready for the day, and they want to hear some Come On Man.
Come On Man!
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, Fergo attacks.
Come On Man!
Fergo, hit of the week on his own teammate, James Tedesco, to show the Queenslanders how to tackle James Tedesco. Just shoulder charge the shit out of him.
Come on, man.
Oh, God, I love Fergo. The game would be less without him. And he should be an Origin team. Put him in there just for the camp.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
just for the drinks.
Oh, good on you, Fergo. You never let us down, brother.
And neither do you, MG. Come on, man.
Well played.
Come on, man.
That's Ooh. Come on, man. It's the NRL recovery session. MG, great to see you. We'll talk again Thursday for the NRL preview.
Ooh, that'll come around quickly.
Won't
and
it
have
just?
A good show tonight on the Rush Hour from 6. See you, MG.
Bye.
You're listening to the Triple M Grill Team, 6 to 9 a.m. on 104.9 Triple M.